We are in Siman Tof Nun Beis, the halachas of how to do Hagala. We are up to Siv Beis and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Beis yesh lizar melahagel klei habasur or klei hacholav biyachad, elim kein echad mehem eino ben yomo. You should be careful not to do Hagala of the milchik and fleishik, or the fleishik and milchik kelim together, unless one of them is not a ben yomo. The Ramah says, and kolshkin kli shel iser. Certainly, you should not have a kli of iser together with a kli shel heter. Now, in Yeridea, there's a machlokas, the mechaber and the Ramah. If you have two bnei yoman kelim, milchik and fleishik, and you put them in hot water and boil them up together, do they become aser, or do we call this not bar not? The mechaber, although he says not to do it lechatchila, would not aser b'dieved. The Ramah would aser even b'dieved. Now, the Ramah says, Al kein nagu shlo lahagil shum kli ben yomo. And this is really the minhag. We never do hagola on a kli that is a ben yomo. That means a keli that you want to kasher should not have been used within 24 hours. As a gzera, because for all you know, you won't have shishim in the water against it. This even goes for tables that you're kashering. If you have a wooden table that you're kashering by way of pouring boiling water over, you should not make sure that it wasn't used for anything hot within 24 hours. The Mishtabura mentions that when you kasher a table, what you have to do is make sure that you're pouring from the kli rishon itself, say an electric kettle, and that the water is still boiling, and that you pour it down, that you pour it on all the different areas very, very quickly. Now, Lamaisa, with regard to wood, wood is finished and generally has some kind of plastic coating, and it's not clear that Hagala works altogether. Plus, it may be that boiling water is even going to ruin the finish. What people generally do today is that they will not use an exposed wooden surface, and say for a kitchen table or a dining room table that you eat on. So first of all, you'll generally have a tablecloth there. Just make sure that you cover it with something that is waterproof. So, for example, you can use a disposable plastic tablecloth, paste that down on your table, and then you can use that on Pesach without any form of kashering. Now, getting back to kashering, there's a minhag brought down that we do not kasher during the year to change something milchik to fleishik or fleishik to milchik. When you're kashering for Pesach, say you're kashering a fleishik pot for Pesach, you are now allowed to change it to milchik. Meaning, you don't go kasher something for the sake of changing to fleishik or milchik to fleishik. What you do, though, is if you're kashering it for the sake of using it on Pesach, so that and you're kashering it from chametz, now it's been kashered, you can start from scratch, and you can use it for whatever you want. Siv Gimel. Lo yoniach kelim harbe leto kelim yagilem yachad, says the Ramah, im nogim ze baze. You're not supposed to go and put a lot of kelim together when you're kashering, because we're afraid that each one will be pressing on the other one and the boiling water will not be able to get in there. Now, in the case of using some kind of basket that has holes, the halacha is that with tefillas kelim, we allow you to do that when you tovel it. With regard to hagolis kelim, the halacha is that you shouldn't do that. And the reason being, because you need, in the case of tefillas kelim, you just need it to get wet. So if you move it around, the water is going to get there. In the case of hagolis kelim, you need boiling water to surround it and really extract the flavor in it. And when you have kelim touching each other, we're afraid that the boiling water will not be able to do that.